Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed, the podcast for mental health, life and confidence in who you are. Today I just wanted to do a quick one where I list five things that you need to do before the end of 2019. So before 2020, before the new year, here's five things that I encourage you all to take the time to do in the last, 2 weeks or so that we've got left of this year. So the first thing that I put on the list was gratitude. So I think it's important to be grateful for what this year has brought you, to be grateful for both the good things and the bad things, the good people, the bad people. Everything that comes into our life is coming into it for a reason. Obviously, some of us go through real hardships, real pain, real suffering, and I'm not minimizing that. I'm not saying that you should just be happy that you've suffered. Of course you shouldn't. But at the end of the day, you can't change what has happened, and all that you can do is be grateful for having survived something bad that's happened, to be grateful for the fact that you've had support, perhaps, or any good outcome that has come from a bad situation. Expressing gratitude is our way of shifting our focus. It's our way of saying that I'm looking at the positives rather than the negative. Sometimes this is all that we can do. It's the only option that we have to zoom in our focus and look really hard sometimes, but look for the good things. Look for that one good thing to cling to be like, okay, I'm grateful for this one thing because without it, I'd have nothing. The next thing is lessons. So is there anything in this year that has taught you a big lesson? A lesson about yourself, a lesson about somebody else, a lesson about life? Or perhaps it's maybe a literal lesson, like maybe you've been self-educating. If you have, then great. Or maybe you've been taking a class or whatever else and you've learned something great this year. Write down whatever lessons that have come your way, whatever new profound outlooks and insights you now have from this year. Again, these often come from struggle. So for me, I have been largely unemployed this year. It's been a struggle. I've not had money, but I've had people around me, good people, and it's taught me to appreciate that money isn't everything, that as long as you have something that you love to do, so of course I've kept up with my writing, I've kept up with my podcast, as long as you have good people that you love as well, I've got my partner, I've got my siblings, my mom, my grandparents, my dog, these are all great things that I'm really grateful for. So I would put this in my gratitude practice that I was grateful for those things and those people, but I'd also put that I've learned a lesson that money isn't everything and I will survive, I can be okay, I can be happy even when I'm not earning a large amount of money. Of course, financial health, financial independence is important. I would never say that people should just have no money and everything be fine. Of course not. Now that I do have money again, I do feel a lot more confident in myself, a lot happier and stable because, obviously I can afford to live my life without struggling, and that's great. But there are lessons that come from struggle. There are insights that come from struggle. And also there are lessons and insight that comes from everyday life anyway. If you pay attention to the signs and the signals from the universe, the signs and signal from God or from anything, whatever you believe in, if you look out for signs and signals, you will see them and you'll appreciate that you are being led in certain directions. You are being told certain things. This could be your intuition. I largely believe in intuition. So if you channel your intuition, you look into your inner spirit, what your inner self is guiding you towards, then you will learn so much. You'll see much more clearly. And that is something that I want for myself next year, if you listen to last week's podcast. And so I would be somebody who wants to see the lessons that I'm being taught and to see what I'm meant to see more clearly. The next one that I wrote down was one last achievement. You can substitute the word achievement for just a good thing, so one last good thing, but this is the time to ensure that you do one last really great thing, one last thing that makes you feel really good. So this could be setting yourself a small goal, it could be setting yourself a big goal, it depends on, if it's achievable. You can set yourself out to just do something new, to do something with somebody that you care about that would be fun, anything like that. I've recently reconnected with people from school that I went to school with, and I met up with them. We went to a kitten cafe and had some laughs and spoke about the old times, and that was really great. It was a really fun thing to do, to remind myself that you can have friendships that aren't necessarily people that you see all the time, but you can meet up and it can be like, old times. And that's really nice. That's really great. So your last achievement, your last thing that you do could be something like that. Or it could be something that you do with somebody. You can be, challenge yourself to read a book to finish off the year, anything like that. But you've got just over 2 weeks left, so it's time to get something done, to have one last achievement, one last thing to feel good about that you can add to your list. The next thing I wrote down was to See your loved ones, spend time with loved ones. Of course, it's the time of year for this anyway. If you have people in your life that you can spend time with, then you should. Christmas is a time of giving. It's a time of peace and happiness and joy. It's a time of being around people. Now, of course, I don't have to explain yet again that I'm not much of a people person. I'm not so extroverted. I'm not somebody who would jump at the chance of being around loads of people all at once. But then again, I know that I have a big loving family. I'm lucky to have a family that even wants to be around one another. So if there's only one time a year that we all get together, then so be it. And I should enjoy that. I should see it as less about pressure and, you know, social interaction and more about just being in people's presence to soak up the joy of their lives and their happiness, right? So take the new year and Christmas time and all those celebrations that come with it as a time of being with people you love. Don't waste your time on people that, you know, have not bothered with you, people who don't make you feel good, but ensure that you spend these last 2 weeks, the weeks and a week, 2 weeks and a half, being around the right people, being around people who make you feel good. To even if you can't get to people, to at least express your gratitude and love that for them and the fact that they're in your life. Send them a letter, send them a message, anything. Reach out to people and say, hey, I'm here. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for how you've been in my life in 2019. And I can't wait for you to still be in my life in 2020. Express that gratitude, put it out into the universe and show how thankful you are. And the last thing to do, number 5, is to just, of course, set your 2020 intentions. It's important, I think, at least for me, to be organized and plan ahead and have ideas and goals before the start of the new year, rather than it coming to the 1st of January and then you start to set goals. It's good to have an idea of what you want to do before. Now, the reason I said intentions instead of resolutions is because resolutions kind of have bad connotations. Everybody, they're kind of flip-floppy ideas, false promises that kind of get forgotten by March. But instead, with intentions, it sounds more authentic to me. It sounds more like something that you have really thought about. It's something that's really important to you. It's your why that is going to enforce your year, basically. So for me, like I said, my motto for next year is to see things clearly. And that is kind of my guiding force, my guiding motto that's going to be carried throughout the whole of the year. But in terms of my intentions, I've kind of put it into 4 categories. So firstly, my first category is I want to afford things. So instead of saying that, you know, I want to increase my finances or anything like that, or being really specific, instead I would just want to be able to afford things. I want to be able to afford to travel. I want to be able to afford to save. I want to be able to afford to move out. I want to be able to afford clothes if I want to have clothes, if I want to go for a meal, if I want to spoil my partner, my mom. You know, I want to be able to afford things again. The next thing is I want to be able to read and learn. That's really important for me as a writer, to keep reading and to keep writing and keep learning. But also I'm just somebody who's interested in a lot of topics, so I'll always self-educate. And then also I am studying with university formally, so I'll continue to learn next year. The next thing is I want to keep active. So again, I'm not being too specific. I'm not setting actual goals, but I want to keep active. I don't want to become sluggish and inactive like I have been. I want to keep walking. I want to get running again once the weather changes. And I want to just feel, you know, fit and okay and healthy and happy, you know, and that's a feeling that I want. Not a set goal. I'm not going to say, oh, I want to run 5K or I want to run a marathon or I want to lose a certain amount of weight. I think goals like that sometimes can feel a bit too heavy. So instead, I just want to feel good in my body. I want my body to feel strong and to have good stamina and to just keep looking after it, keep active. And the last intention for me for 2020 is to create and share. So of course, like I say, I'm a writer, I'm a podcast personality, I have a blog, whatever. I want to keep writing, keep creating all different types of stories, different types of information, education that I'm sharing. I want to keep creating new content and to keep sharing it bravely and keep learning as I go to get better and better, hopefully, to share with you guys, to take your feedback, to just become the person that I want to be. I want to be confident in the work that I produce. And it's so difficult when you're a creative person if you don't share your work, because you can become paralyzed. You can think that everything has to be so perfect, and perfectionism, it is just fear. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of judgment. It's the fear of shame. And I don't want to ever succumb to that. So that's why I want to keep creating fearlessly, to just do it because I enjoy it, to just do it and learn from any mistakes as I go. That's all that we can do. And that's much more healthier and obviously, you know, more enjoyable, more fun, you know, than being so stressed out because I'm trying to be perfect. Elizabeth Gilbert, in her book Big Magic, which I read at the start of the year, really helped me this year to shift my mindset about what I create. It does not have to be perfect. It's supposed to be fun. I'm supposed to enjoy it. And so I will hopefully next year continue to enjoy it and just keep creating, keep sharing and keep learning and keep growing. And that's all that I want for any of you listening who are creative types too. So that's it, guys. There's 2 weeks left, just over 2 weeks left of the year. And I believe that there's still time to get things done. There's still time to make the most of the time that you have left and to prepare yourself for next year as well. So, of course, get your gratitude lists going. Reflect on the lessons that you've learned. Try and do one last achievement. Spend time with your loved ones and get setting your 2020 intentions. You can call them goals or resolutions if you want to, but I just like the word intentions. So set those and hopefully you'll have the right head on for the next year. That's going to be the best year that we can get. I really do believe that 2020 will be a great year, and it's only going to be a great year if we take it in our hands, we take life less seriously and we just go for it. Right? So I hope that you're really feeling it, you're excited, and I'll speak to you next week, guys. Bye.